Hello and welcome to The Awakening for Scorpio. I'm Eric Francis Coppolino, your friendly neighborhood astrologer, speaking to you on Boxing Day 2024, 26th of December. This is probably the most sensitive of the readings in this series, by which I mean that the transits you'll be experiencing, and to some extent are and have been for a little while, influence very fragile parts of your angles of your solar chart. There are three main transit groups that I'm tracking. The first is Pluto and Aquarius, and the second is the Aries group, which is a little more straightforward for you, and then the third is Uranus going through Gemini, your eighth house. The Pluto and Aquarius part involves Pluto moving through the angle of your solar chart that involves security base, family, household matters. And because you have Aquarius here, your feelings influence a great many people. And so this has to be handled with total consciousness. There is no way to get around it. The power is just too great to approach it with any kind of half awake or half aware situation. And you've experienced some of what this transit's about because it's been warming up for a while. It started warming up in March of 2023, and then in an unusual way for Pluto, faded in and out of Capricorn, and then landed fully in Aquarius this past November. So you have a sense of what this is about, though I want to do my best to kind of translate the imagery for you in ways that might make it a little more practical or accessible. The Uranus transit, which doesn't get going until mid-year, but has a predecessor in the form of Uranus in Taurus, involves the house most associated with commitments, with these kind of sacred bonds that join families and that, create estates and that are where people merge their individuality and their individual needs into a kind of a very private collective. It's a small collective, but it's a collective. And the thing about the eighth house is that, even though it looks like any one of the other little slices on the paper, pizza slices on the paper, the subject matter is highly sensitive and confidential. And it's the kind of stuff that, we don't really talk about much with others. And it can involve the secrets that are kept within families. It has all kinds of implications associated with power dynamics. Power dynamics often involve sex and money. And the bottom line of the eighth is that the power dynamics there involve death. Death and dowry is the theme of the eighth house. And so to have Uranus entering this zone, Uranus being this feisty, rebellious, revolutionary influence indicates that you have to be aware that there's going to be a bull in the china shop. And what you do with that bull is a different matter. But if you know that it's going to be there, you'll be a lot better off. In my opening notes for Scorpio here, which I wrote last night after all the written readings done, and now I'm taking a fresh look at the charts and the whole idea of 2024 for these audio readings, I wrote that people are afraid of Scorpio. One of my theories of why people are afraid of astrology is because of Scorpio. It's a little like cops in astrology. There's almost no cops who believe in astrology. Can maybe a couple.